All right. Well, my next guests are two of the creative forces behind Brigsby Bear, a film that hits Chicago theaters this weekend, and from my humble opinion, the breakout hit of the summer.
They sure came out tonight, huh? So what's on your mind, pal?
It's just, there are other people out there, just like us, right? And we're all watching Brigsby together. It means something.
Look at the grazer bugs, James. All they need in this world is fresh water and cold moonlight to charge their rectoskeletons. They're out there every night, surviving just like us. The difference is, we have dreams and imaginations to help us escape. And no one can take that away from you.
The movie stars SNL cast member Kyle Mooney as a 20-something-year-old man-child who was kidnapped as a baby and has lived in a bunker his entire life. Once rescued and reunited with his real family, James has to learn the ways of the outside world, and he does with the help of his favorite kids' television show, Brigsby Bear. The one problem? Brigsby Bear is not real. It's a show that was fabricated by the family who kidnapped him. The film is funny. It's thoughtful. It's heartwarming. It tells a story of family, connection, and, well, a bear that's destined to save the galaxy. The movie stars Mooney and a list of greats like Mark Hamill, Greg Kinnear, Matt Walsh, and Claire Danes. It's produced by Lonely Island and directed by Dave McCary. McCary and Mooney both hail from the same sketch group Good Neighbor, and Dave is currently a segment director on Saturday Night Live, where Kyle is a cast member. Dave McCary and Kyle Mooney are my guests tonight at the big table. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be at the big table.
So Brigsby Bear, where's it come from? I mean, is this a character that you guys have, this concept that something's worked out of sketch, or is this a new original idea for a script?
Well, it's original. I mean, like, it's not new in the sense that I feel like we've been thinking about it now for 5-ish, 6 years or something like that. But it came partially from kind of our love and my love for 80s and 90s children's television shows, the stuff we grew up on. And then also I was just kind of fascinated with this idea of this kid who's obsessed with this TV show that nobody else has ever seen.
It's a tremendous, tremendous script. I really love the script, the idea it's original. You know, for both of you guys to be childhood friends and to be in the same sketch group, work on SNL, and then be able to work on this movie together, does that help the process of getting Brigsby Bear to the big screen?
Well, I think it helped the process of people being willing to take the risk on me, because it's hard to throw a lot of money at a first-time director and a first-time lead. But I think, we put together a cool package with the Lonely Island who produced, and Lord and Miller also. They did the Lego movies and Jump Street movies, and I mean, it's easier to, in terms of speed and like getting through scenes, we have such a great shorthand, just all these childhood references that we can access, you know, whether a direction or a joke or sensibilities, yeah, right, just so quickly.
Yeah, we've now hung out so long and been around each other so much. I feel like the parallel I'm now kind of, I guess, comparing it to, it's almost like twin speak or something like that. You know what I mean? We have our own language, and we enjoy each other's company, but sometimes we don't. But we still are going to try to make the best movie we can. Well, okay, Dave?
It's already done. You don't have to tell me how. We're fine.
Getting back to the familiarity, when you're working together as a lead and a first-time director, and you're in a position where there's a script and you're on set, how much of it sticks to what is on the script, and how much of it is that you guys trust each other to say, let's go in different directions when putting Brigsby Bear together?
In the past, it was we're super loose, and we like to find things both on set and in the edit, and we like to improvise a lot. But we felt really confident with the script, and I think we spent a lot of time, and Kyle and Kevin are the other co-writer who we grew up with as well. We spent, you know, months and months of, after the first finished draft, of getting it to a place where we felt so comfortable with how every scene was supposed to play out. So we didn't, And we just don't, with, you know, low budget independent films, you don't have the luxury of time to explore scenes further through improv. So, yeah, I would say that that was.
I mean, yeah, there's still there. I mean, like you just have to naturally be adaptive, partially because of budget constraints or the amount of time you have with an actor. You know, we have a really stellar cast and a lot of cool people involved, but in some cases you only have like a day with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you do have to figure some things on the fly for sure.
Kyle, what I loved about the film was, and kind of the mind blower for me, is just having to play a character that has no experience with life. You know, and you do it in such a way that it feels natural. Like the actual character of James, he's lived in a bunker for 25 plus years, and now he is introduced to the real world. As an actor, as someone getting into that character, is that a challenge to play someone who's never – you can't even use references. You can't use anything that you could fall back on.
Yeah, thank you. you know – maybe at a time it was a challenge. We've made several internet videos, and obviously I've done work on SNL and now the movie. I've kind of channeled similar things before in some of my work, but also maybe it's just kind of who I am. We all at times feel like an outsider. You know, there's a party scene in the movie, and James has never experienced a party, and it seems so alien to him, but like I think for a lot of us, a party, even knowing what a party is already an alien experience. Right. So it wasn't too difficult, and really nothing is difficult for me because I'm the man.
Well, you just don't want to say that type of stuff.
That's not true. I'm not the man.
also, Kyle has a knack for mannerisms of real life people that we've drawn inspiration from, just like YouTube kids who have their own like little homemade vlogs or shows, that I just love how he can bring to these out of touch characters that kind of stilted but charming, you know, performance.
Dave McCary, Kyle Mooney, director and writer and lead of the film Brigsby Bear, which is out in theaters August 4th. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here at the Big Table. Stay with us.
Can I just try the cough button?
Try it, yeah. I think we all have to do the cough button together for it to actually work, because it picks up on my mic or his mic.
Oh.
So it's so like a mirror.
Is there a signal?
Yeah, it's like a signal. 1, 2, 3. There it is. There it is. Playing with the cough button here on the download. 720 WGN. In studio tonight, Kyle Mooney, Dave McCary. They are both two of the creative forces behind the film Brigsby Bear, which is out in theaters August 4th. Kyle, co-writer and lead. Dave, the director. Dave, I got to ask you, you know, working in a script in which you are playing this fish out of water, a character who's never experienced anything, you can go in a lot of different directions. You can go big. You can go with joke after joke after joke. But you guys choose not to. There are a lot of things that could happen to the main character, James, that would be uproarious and hilarious in a guy who's never experienced the real world. Yeah. But you guys seem to keep that at a minimum for the sake of the story.
I think that there have been so many fish out of water films or shows, stories that have been told where those types of situations are taken advantage of for comedic purposes, and a lot that have done it so well. We even use like the Will Ferrell movie Elf as a reference. It's like it's a great movie, and it's actually heartwarming too. But they lean a little heavier into the comedy, which I mean, not to be too self-deprecating, but I don't think our skill set is jokes per minute. I think we've always gravitated towards, you know, the most honest version of the characters that we create or that Kyle creates. And, the mission statement from day one was, how can we make this film feel as sincere and earnest, and we'd love to surprise people. Anyone who goes into the film knowing Kyle's work or our work at SNL, I think tend to be surprised that the film has so much emotionality, and it's really something that we've always wanted to tackle.
But I noticed that from the work that both of you do on SNL, and I think everyone notices the, especially the film work that you guys do, that there is a difference. That, you know, it may not be a sketch as we know it, or just one little character piece that's on video. You're going for something different. You're pushing the limits and a little bit more of, I would say, outsider in the same way that we see in some of the digital shorts. Is that what you would say the Good Neighbor style of comedy is? Is Brigsby Bear just an extension of that?
Well, I definitely think you could make the claim that our work at SNL is not totally far off from what we were doing before we got on the show and we were just making internet videos. And I think I'd like to hope that what we make is true to ourselves, and it's stuff that makes us laugh. And, you know, we're not constantly trying to appease a specific audience. You know, we want to make our friends laugh, I think. Obviously, working at that show, you have to think of the audience, and you have to make it broad in by some degree.
Right, right.
But we've kind of always operated with the notion of, like, let's do what makes us happy. This movie is a slight departure from those videos, just in the sense that, like, I guess like Dave was saying, like, we're not even, like, really going for any jokes, almost. I mean, there's certainly funny parts, but I think we just kind of felt like there is an inherent comedy within the script and within the experiences James has. So let's just kind of play that stuff as real as we can and hope that we get the laughs. And if we don't, that's fine, too. I think it can exist in different...
I mean, you guys, as a sketch group, as Good Neighbor, the work that you did, obviously, you're able to get to Saturday Night Live and be able to be stars on the show. But talk about the process of going from making sketch comedy to making an independent film. Because we've seen so much that's come out of SNL at certain points where it's a sketch that they turned into an hour-and-a-half movie. But this is different. This is... You could tell from the get-go that this is not a sketch that became something bigger. This is an actual script and a feature.
The biggest difference that I really responded to throughout the process was it's so luxurious to have the time to be precious about, you know, the art department stuff, the design, the production design, the you know, pulling references and digging deep into, you know, every state, the edit. And at SNL, you really every week just have, you know, a day of pre-production, a day of production, and a day of editing, and you're cutting your short film up until the show airs and essentially putting out a rough cut to millions of people every week. And it's artistically, it's tough, but it's also a really exhilarating challenge,
and
we're super grateful for that experience. But I'm also grateful for going through that before making my first feature, because it just made, yeah, all of the preparation for this movie that much more fulfilling.
I think also, like, you know, I feel like maybe you're getting at the idea of these sketches that are just kind of stretched out into movies. And that was never our goal. I think, you know, there's definitely something very romantic about making your first movie, and it's something we've probably thought about since we were, like, 9 or 10 years old. So I think we're fans of movies. I like movies. And I think we just wanted to make something that was decent and had a decent story and could kind of hold up as its own thing.
Yeah. I guess for you guys, I mean, both being in the cast and a writer and director at SNL, is the goal for your careers, did you guys start out with Good Neighbor? Like, we want to be able to put our own product out, meaning we want to be able to do our own independent film, our own show.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Saturday
totally.
Live is just a means to an end.
Well, first it was, yeah, we were trying to sell a, like, sketch show. We really felt like there were a number of shows that were coming out around the time when we were really hungry to have our own thing outside of the internet, because we had been doing internet videos for so long, and we're really excited to take that next step. We didn't know exactly what it would be. We weren't necessarily thinking, like, we're just waiting on that SNL call. We were trying to get our own, you know, a cohesive, you know, show that was purely our voice.
But I think, if anything, SNL just felt unrealistic. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? It's so, it's, we grew up loving the show. I love the show.
It's so larger than life.
But it just didn't feel like something, like a job a person could actually have. So when that opportunity came, obviously it changes your life, and we of course want to do the best work we can there. But, you know, everybody you know, you want to have creatively, there's things we can't do there that we want to do. So certainly, like, we're always going to be trying things out when we can.
Yeah. Kyle Mooney, Dave McCary in studio tonight, both members of Good Neighbors Sketch Group. Also, Kyle's cast member at SNL and Dave, a writer and director at SNL. The movie Brigsby Bear is out in theaters August 4th. We'll take a quick break for the news. We'll come back, continue our conversation with Kyle and Dave. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio tonight, Kyle Mooney, Dave McCary, both of the sketch group Good Neighbor and, of course, SNL, and their movie Brigsby Bear, which is out in theaters on August 4th. And like I said, I love the film. I think it's an original script and something that you don't see every day, especially coming from SNL comedians who, yeah, you know, are – it's a different kind of breed. I guess what I want to get at, too, is does when you have success on a show like Saturday Night Live, and you guys are obviously together from your time as growing up in high school.
Yeah.
Does that sometimes, because of what you mentioned earlier, Dave, the idea that the schedule is like boom, ba boom, ba boom, same, you know, does it get in the way of vision for the sketch group that, you know, might be in the future where you're like, we're not gonna, ever going to be able to get to Brigsby Bear because I got to think about what's next next week on SNL?
Well, one of the fortunate things about the show is, yeah, those episode weeks are insane and you're living at the office and there are 80-hour weeks or whatever, but there's 21 episodes in a season. You get 31 weeks off. So it's up to you if you really want to go after a side project. Like, if people really do, you know, ambitiously will work at that show and have a movie every year. Our first 2 years, we didn't. We were so exhausted, and we just wanted.
Yeah, you definitely have the opportunity to just party all summer if you so choose. But also, I think we were very fortunate in the sense that Kevin Costello, who I wrote the movie with, I pitched him the idea months before I got hired by the show. So basically, my first 2-3 years on the show, any chance I'd get, I'd fly to LA and we'd work on it together. But he was kind of scripting while I was busy doing SNL, you know, up on the show.
Yeah,
so,
he was like laying the groundwork.
I feel like a lot of I'm just very lucky because like a lot of cast members wouldn't have that luxury. You know what I mean? To just have somebody in essence working on their project for them while they're, you know, doing the show.
A lot of cast members don't have the luxury of having former sketch group
having friends.
You're having friends, you know, on the show. But talk about your relationship, you know, obviously in the group, but even before that, going back to high school, even before that, I guess. But talk about how that helps you on SNL and in your projects now, the fact that you guys can lean on each other and take risks because you know each other.
Well, it certainly helps at a show that is very daunting and you can have a bad week and feel like crap, and when you have your best friend there, it's a lot easier to get through those rough times. And I feel terrible for some of the people who have gone through that show and have not had, you know, seasons that they're extremely proud of, and they've kind of sat in the sadness of that, and they didn't have, you know, their best friends that they worked with forever. So that was a huge. And we also get to ride the highs together, which is so special.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I think we've just, you know, harnessed this sense of humor together over the years where, like we said, we just have this shorthand where it's so easy to I know whenever Kyle reaches out about a new video that he's found on YouTube or a obscure VHS that he found at a thrift store, like I just have this trust that he's struck gold. If he's excited by it, then I'm pretty sure I'm going to be excited by it because there's not a lot of things that he likes that I dislike, and hopefully vice versa.
There's also those moments in our I like sports. There's also moments in our personal history that we, you know, I can always like Dave will be the only person who I could be like, do you remember when Allison C. dumped that bottle of Pepsi on your head in the ninth grade?
And I actually didn't remember that.
And constantly having to re-explain the time that you really made Allison mad.
Kyle and I had the beginning of our friendship was a little rocky in that Kyle was the class clown of I was not in the same class as him in elementary school, but I knew he was the funny guy in his class. And I also was the funny guy in my class, Miss Olson's, and Kyle's and Mr. Christian's. But I didn't know what he was doing that was so funny. And I think I was threatened by him. And there's a point.
There's a rivalry starting.
There's a rivalry a little. I mean, I don't know if rivalry is the word, but Kyle remembers this well. I don't. Kyle came up to a group of us, me and some friends, at recess, and I was like, you know, joking around, and he entered the circle, and I like pinpointed him, and I was like, you can't, you don't, you're not a part of this, and I sucked back then. And then I got to know Kyle the next year. We were in carpool together and realized how brilliant he was, and he made me laugh more than anyone in the world and continues to this day.
And now because of me, you're going to be rich.
I don't believe that necessarily.
So you don't believe in me?
I don't believe that in my own career.
Dave McCary and Kyle Mooney in studio tonight. They are the guys behind the movie Brigsby Bear, which will be out this weekend in Chicago. They are also cast members and directors at Saturday Night Live.
Mysteries in store, a hero whose mission is to learn and explore. He's daring and caring and knows so much more. It's Brigsby Bear. He travels the skies and the stars through the night. He battles Sunsnatcher with all of his might. He's strong, never wrong, cause he always does right. Our friend, the bear who is there through the thickest and thin, it's Brigsby Bear. It's Brigsby Bear, it's Brigsby Bear, it's Brigsby. It's Brigsby Bear, it's Brigsby Bear, it's Brigsby. So come along where fantasies come true. There's magic and wonders and mysteries in store. A hero whose mission is to learn and explore. He's daring and caring and knows so much more.